إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds whoever Allah guides there is none that can lead him astray and whoever is led astray then there is no guide for him I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is the slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is the Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct. In order that he may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has achieved the greatest achievement, amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strain, and every strain is in the hellfire. Continue with aqidah and the aqidah of Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, Rahimullah, we were beginning last week with the virtues of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this week we will begin with the hadith of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudari radiallahu anhu qala khatab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam an-nasa wa qala inna Allah khayyar 'abdan bayna ad-dunya wa bayna ma 'indahu فاختار ذلك العبد ما عند الله قال فبكى أبو بكر فعجبنا لبكائه أن يخبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عن عبد خير فكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو المخير وكان أبو بكر أعلمنا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أمن الناس علي في صحبته وماله أبو بكر ولو كنت متخذا خليلا غير ربي لاتخذت أبا بكر ولكن أخوة الإسلام ومودته لا يبقين في المسجد باب إلا سد إلا باب أبي بكر And this was also collected by Imam Muslim. وابو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave a khutbah for the people. And he said, indeed Allah gave one of his servants the choice between this world and the next world. And that servant of Allah chose the next world with Allah. So Abu Bakr began crying. And we were surprised that Abu Bakr was crying over the fact that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just mentioned that a servant of Allah had the choice to choose between this world and the hereafter, and he chose the hereafter. But that person was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Abu Bakr was the most knowledgeable of us. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed the most gracious or the most generous of the people to me and my companionship in his companionship and with his wealth is Abu Bakr. And if I were to take anyone as a close friend other than my Lord, then I would have taken Abu Bakr as my close friend. But it is the brotherhood of Islam and the love of Islam. And no one should keep his door to the masjid except Abu Bakr. radiallahu anhu. So this hadith is like the hadith that we had covered last week, just showing that Abu Bakr and as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is one of the closest people to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his companionship, and he was the most generous with his wealth to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam. Also we see from this hadith something that the companions used to say, that Abu Bakr and as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu had the most knowledge of his deen. And this is Abu Bakr and as-Siddiq, and then the companions after him radiallahu anhum ajma'in. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just mentioning the fact that somebody had the choice between this world and the hereafter, and he chose the hereafter, and Abu Bakr started crying. How would anyone know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to himself, and that maybe his time was near alayhi salatu wa salam, except that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he knew what the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam meant whenever he said something. And this is why we chose to follow the way of the Salaf al-Salih and the people who have come before us, because they understand this deen better than the people who came after them radiallahu anhum ajma'in. These virtues of Abu Bakr are quite a bit, and whoever likes to refer to Sahih al-Bukhari, then he can find many of these hadith, as we're going to see inshallah ta'ala, the virtues of Abu Bakr, as this next hadith of Imam al-Bukhari, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'athahu ala that Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, he said anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'athahu ala jayshin that as-salasil فأتيته فقلت أي الناس أحب إليك قال عائشة فقلت من الرجال قال أبوها قلت ثم من قال ثم عمر بن الخطاب فعد رجالا. And this is also collected by Imam Muslim, where عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنه, he said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم sent him as the leader of an army ذات السلاسل and this is this that the salasil, as Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar, he says that some of the disbelievers, they used to chain themselves up together so that they wouldn't run away when it came time to fight. And some people say that this is the name of the area where the battle took place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. At any rate, he said, if I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I asked him, who is the most beloved of the people to you? And he said, Aisha radiallahu anha. So I asked him, amongst the men? And he said, her father. And then I asked him, who else? He said, Umar ibn al-Khattab. And then he mentioned some of the men. So here we see from this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Abu Bakr was the most beloved of all of the people to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam wa radiallahu an Abu Bakr. Imam al-Bukhari, he brings this next hadith on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, qala kunna nukhayyiru bayna nasi fi zaman al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa nukhayyiru Aba Bakr thumma Umar ibn al-Khattab thumma Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he said that we used to say during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were the best amongst the people? And we used to say that Abu Bakr was best, and then Umar ibn al-Khattab, and then Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. And this just shows that even during the time of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, that all of the people amongst the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they all knew that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was the best from amongst them. The next hadith of Imam al-Bukhari on the authority of Abu Ya'la, on the authority of Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya, qala qultu li abi ayyun nasi khayrun ba'da rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala Abu Bakr qultu thumma man qala thumma Umar wa khashitu an yaqula Uthman qultu thumma anta qala ma ana illa rajulun min al-Muslimin. on the authority of Abu Ya'la, on the authority of Muhammad ibn Hanafiya, he said, I said to my father, who is the best of the people after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He said, Abu Bakr. Then I said, who after that? He said, Umar. And then I thought that he would say Uthman. So I said, who is after that? And he said, is it you? And he said, no, I'm just a man from amongst the Muslims. So here we see also that the people understood that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that he was the best amongst the people. This was during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also shortly after the death of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. We also see in the next hadith of Imam al-Bukhari, Ammar radiallahu anhu, he said, Ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ma ma'ahu illa khamsatu a'budin wa mra'atani wa Abu Bakrin. Here Ammar radiallahu anhu, he said that I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nobody was with him except five slaves and two women and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And this shows that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst the first people, rather the first man to accept Islam under the guidance of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The next hadith of Imam Muslim on the authority of Abu Umama, qala qala Amr ibn Abasa as-Sulami, kuntu wa ana fi al-jahiliyya adhunnu anna an-nasa ala dalalah wa annahum laysu ala shay'in wa hum ya'budun al-awthan, fa sami'tu bi rajulin bi Makkah yukhbiru akhbaran, fa qa'adtu ala rahilati فقدمت عليه فإذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم مستخفيا جراء عليه قومه فتلطفت حتى دخلت عليه بمكة فقلت له ما أنت؟ قال أنا نبي. فقلت وما نبي؟ قال أرسلني الله. فقلت وبأي شيء أرسلك؟ قال أرسلني بصلة الأرحام وكسر الأوثان وأن يوحد الله لا يشرك به شيئا. قلت فمن معك على هذا الأمر؟ قال حر وعبد. قال ومعه يومئذ أبو بكر وبلال ممن آمن معه. This next hadith of Imam Muslim, Abu Umama رضي الله عنه, he said that, rahimullah, he said that Amr ibn Abasa Sulami radiallahu anhu, he said that during the time of Jahiliyyah, I thought that the people, or I knew that the people were on deviance or astray, and that they weren't upon anything because they used to worship idols. And then I heard of a man in Mecca, and he was teaching. So I sat on, or I climbed on my animal, and I went to visit him. And there was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hiding as his people were overpowering him. So I was gentle until I entered upon him while he was in Mecca, and I said to him, what are you? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I'm a prophet. So he said, what is a prophet? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah sent me. So he said, what did Allah send you with? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he sent me to keep good family ties and to break the idols and to establish the tawheed of Allah and not to commit any shirk. So I said, and who is with you on what you believe in? He said, a free person and a slave, referring to Abu Bakr and Bilal radiallahu anhuma. So here we see that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam's companion Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was the first one to accept Islam with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Also we see from this hadith that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, yes, they say that Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the first amongst the children to accept Islam. They call Abu Bakr the man because of his age, in order that you keep everybody to be the first, between Khadija, Ali, and Abu Bakr and as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Here we see that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, when he called to this deen of al-Islam, the deen of worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone and not ascribing any partners with Allah, we see that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam showed the falsehood of all other religions or the religion of the people, as he said, to break the idols. And this is to show that when we call the people to Islam, that we're going to call them to Islam, and we're also going to show them the falsehood of what they're upon. And also to mention, when we call the people to Islam, some of the virtues of this deen, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned here, keeping family ties. So we have to be mindful and to take this guidance of the Messenger of Allah والسلام, that we call the people to Islam, we're going to mention the good characteristics of this deen, we're going to show the falsehood of the religion that the people are upon, and then to call them to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and not to commit any shirk with them. We see in the next hadith of Imam Ahmad, of the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ما نفعني مال قط ما نفعني مال أبي بكر فبكى أبو بكر وقال هل أنا ومالي إلا لقي رسول الله. This is collected by other than Imam Ahmad in his authentic, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, no wealth had ever benefited me before more than the wealth of Abu Bakr. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he began crying and he said, myself and my wealth are nothing but for you, Ya Rasulullah. So here the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam praises the beneficial wealth of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is just a point, maybe it's a side point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen is going to be benefited by the wealth of those people who love the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the wealth of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu benefited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this is just an encouragement for the people to give their wealth fi sabilillah to benefit this deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this next hadith collected by Abu Dawood on the authority of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, أَمَرَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَوْمًا أَنَّ تَصَدَّقَ فَوَافَقَ ذَلِكَ مَالًا عِنْدِي فَقُلْتُ الْيَوْمَ أَسْبِقْ أَبَا بَكْرٍ إِنْ سَبَقْتُهُ يَوْمًا فَجِئْتُ بِنِصْفِ مَالِي فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ما أبقيت لأهلك فقلت مثله قال وأتى أبو بكر بكل ما عنده فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ما أبقيت لأهلك قال أبقيت لهم الله ورسوله قلت لا أسابقك إلى شيء أبدا. And this is authentic, where Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم commanded us one day to give some sadaqah. So that day, I said, I'm going to beat out Abu Bakr if I never ever beat him out again, or if I never beat him out before. So I came with half of my wealth, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he said, what did you leave for your family? He said, I left the same that I bought, meaning he bought half of his wealth. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came with all of his wealth. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what did you leave for your family? He said, I left for them Allah and His Messenger. And that day Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said that I won't ever be able to beat out Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So here we see that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when it came to giving his wealth fi sabilillah, that there was no one amongst the Muslims who gave their wealth or gave more wealth than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The next hadith of Al-Bukhari radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sa'ada Uhudan wa Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman farajafa bihim faqal uthbut Uhud فَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ نَبِيٌّ وَصِدِّيقٌ وَشَهِيدًا. And this is authentic. Where the Prophet, where Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got on top of Uhud, and Abu Bakr was with him, and Umar and Uthman. فَرَجَفَ بِهِمْ. And then he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be firm to the mountain of Uhud, because you have on top of you a prophet and a Siddiq and two people who will die shaheed. So here, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam and the brothers who seen the mountain of Uhud, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was telling Uhud, just hold yourself firm, because you have some of the heaviest people on top of you, referring to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman. And this shows the weight, the weightiness and the virtues of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The next hadith, the hadith of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, rather on Arwa ibn Zubair, he says, سألت Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, أخبرني بأشد شيء صنعه المشركون بالنبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. قال بينما النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يصلي في حجر الكعبة إذ أقبل عقبة بن أبي معيط فوضع ثوبه في عنقه فخنقه خنقا شديدا فأقبل أبو بكر حتى أخذ بمنكبه ودفعه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال أتقتلون رجلا أن يقول ربي الله. عروة ابن زبير, he asked Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, tell me about the worst thing that the mushrikun did to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was making salat at the Kaaba when Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt, may Allah give him what he deserves, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and took his piece of cloth and put it around the neck of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and began choking him while he was making salat alayhi salatu wasalam. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came and he grabbed the shoulders of Uqba and he pushed him off of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, are you going to kill a man because he says Allah is my Lord? And this is showing that the Messenger, that Abu Bakr to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, by believing in him and by giving all of his wealth to help the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, but then Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was ready and fought with the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam even on this small level before Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu fought in the battles of jihad with the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And the next narration on Anas ibn Malik, and this is from the hadith of Abu Ya'la. He said, لَقَدَ ضَرَبُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَرَّةً حَتَّى غُشِيَ عَلَيْهِ فَقَامَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ فَجَعَلَ يُنَادِي وَيْلَكُمْ أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ فَقَالُوا مَنْ هَذَا قَالَ إِبْنُ أَبِي قُحَافَ الْمَجْنُونَ. And this hadith is authentic, where Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said that one day they beat the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until he became unconscious. And then Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he began hollering, may you all be destroyed. Are you going to kill a man? And this is from the ayat from Surah Al-Ghafir, verse number 27. Are you going to kill a man who says, Allah is my Lord? So they said, who is this? They said, Ibn Abi Quhafa, the crazy man. So this is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the one who defended the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the early days of Mecca. The next hadith, the hadith of Imam Muslim, on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man asbaha minkumul yawma sa'ima, qala Abu Bakr ana, qala faman tabi'a minkumul yawma janazatan, qala Abu Bakr ana, qala man at'ama minkumul yawma miskinan, qala Abu Bakr ana, qala faman aada minkumul yawma maridan, qala Abu Bakr ana, فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ما اجتمعنا في امرئ إلا دخل الجنة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, who today woke up fasting? And Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, he said, I did. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, who followed a janazah today? And Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, he said, I did. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, who fed a poor person today? And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he said, I did. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who visited a sick person today? And Abu Bakr said, I did. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, no person has these qualities in him except that he will enter Jannah. So here we see that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he had these virtues that earned him a place in Jannah, as the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in one of the authentic hadith, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, that Abu Bakr is in Jannah. The next hadith of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, and this hadith is authentic inshallah, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, inna ahla darajati al-ula liyarawna min fawqihim kama tarawna al-kawkab al-durri أو الدرى في أفق السماء وإن أبا بكر وعمر منهم وأنعما. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that the people with the highest places in Jannah will be seen just like the stars are seen in the sky. And indeed Abu Bakr and Umar will be amongst them. So here this shows the level of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that he's just not going to be amongst the people of Jannah radiallahu anhu, but he's going to be amongst the people with the highest levels of Jannah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us in the highest places of Jannah with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. I guess that's easier said than done. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The next hadith of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man jarra thawbahu khuyala'a lam yanzur illahu ilayhi yawm al-qiyamah. Faqala Abu Bakr, inna ahada shiqqay thawbi yastarkhi illa an ata'ahada dhalika minhu. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إنك لست تصنع ذلك خيلاء. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever drags his thobe out of arrogance, meaning below the ankle, out of arrogance, then Allah would not look at him on يوم القيامة. So Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, he said, one of the sides of my thobe drags if I don't watch it. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed you don't do that out of arrogance. So this shows that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not amongst the arrogance. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take all of the arrogance out of our hearts. We have covered this point before, and this is just a side point. As we see that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he didn't tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wear my thobe below my ankle. But that he said, if I don't watch it, then one of the sides of my thobe goes below my ankle. And this is to show the people that even in this hadith of Imam al-Bukhari, that it doesn't say that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu wore his thobe below his ankle. This is because Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a thin man, and if he didn't watch it, his pants would fall down, as some of the thin people, if they don't have their belt on too tight, that their pants may slip down a little bit. Not that it's permissible to say I'm not arrogant and I wear my pants below my ankle. At any rate, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he has the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that you're not doing that out of arrogance. Who's going to be the one amongst us to say that he's not doing it out of arrogance, and that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, rather Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, would agree with that person by saying he's not doing it out of arrogance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us of our sins. And then the hadith of Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, on the authority of Abu Saleh al-Hanafi, an Ali, قال قيل لعلي ولأبي بكر يوم بدر مع أحدكما جبريل ومع الآخر ميكائيل وإسرافيل ملك عظيم يشهد القتال القتال أو قال يشهد الصف. This is authentic. Where Abu Saleh al-Hanafi, Abu Saleh al-Hanafi, on the authority of Ali, he said that it was said to Ali, and this is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying it as it's clear, said to Ali and to Abu Bakr on the day of Badr, with one of you is Jibreel and with the other is Mikael and Israfil, great angels, and they're witnessing this fight, or he said, and they're witness, or they're witnessing the ranks. So here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just showing the position of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that either Jibreel was with him helping him fight in the battle of Badr, or Mikael and Israfil, and this is from the virtues of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the next hadith of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala fi maradihi مروا أبا بكر يصلي بالناس. قالت عائشة قلت إن أبا بكر إذا قام في مقامك لم يسمع الناس من البكاء فمر عمر فليصلي للناس. فقالت عائشة فقلت لحفصة قولي له إن أبا بكر إذا قام في مقامك لم يسمع الناس من البكاء فمر عمر فليصلي للناس. ففعلت حفصة فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ما إن كن لأنتن صواحب يوسف مروا أبا بكر فليصلي بالناس. فقالت حفصة لعائشة ما كنت لأصيب منك خيرا. And this is also collected by Imam Muslim. وعائشة رضي الله عنها, she said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said when he was in the sickness that he died in صلى الله عليه وسلم, command Abu Bakr to lead the people in Salah. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that I said, Abu Bakr, if he stands to lead the people in Salah, that they won't be able to hear him because he'll be crying. So command Umar to lead the people in the Salah. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she said to Hafsa, go tell go tell Umar that indeed Abu Bakr, if he were, or to tell the Prophet ﷺ that if Abu Bakr were to lead the Salah, that the people wouldn't be able to hear him because he would be crying. So to command Umar to lead the people in Salah. So Hafsa did that, and the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, Ma, indeed you women are like the women of Yusuf, referring to those women who were plotting. Command Abu Bakr to lead the people in Salah. And then Hafsa said to Aisha that you that I never ever found any good from you. So here we see from this hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam placed Abu Bakr over the people to lead him, to lead them in Salah, even though the people used to think that Abu Bakr was the weakest because of his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the people thought that the bravery, or what had appeared to be the bravery of Umar radiallahu anhu, was above Abu Bakr and Siddiq. But the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam knew more than what the people knew about Abu Bakr and Umar, and this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam placed Abu Bakr over Umar. And we see also in the next hadith of Abu Dawood, another narration, this narration of Abdullah ibn Zam'a, قال لما استعز برسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وأنا عنده في نفر من المسلمين دعاه بلال إلى الصلاة فقال مروا من يصلي للناس. فخرج عبد الله بن زمعة فإذا عمر في الناس وكان أبو بكر غائبا. فقلت يا عمر قم فصلي بالناس فتقدم فكبر فلما سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صوته وكان عمر رجلا مجهرا قال فأين أبو بكر يأبى الله ذلك والمسلمون يأبى الله ذلك والمسلمون فبعث إلى أبي بكر فجاء بعد أن صلى عمر تلك الصلاة فصلى بالناس. Abdullah ibn Zam'a, he said that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became extremely sick, I was with him and a group of the Muslims were with him when Bilal made the adhan for the salah radiallahu anhu. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, command somebody to lead the people in salah. So Abdullah ibn Zam'a, he went out and he saw Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu with the people, and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he wasn't there. So he said that I said, Umar, lead the people in the salah. So Umar stood in front of the people, and when he said, Allahu Akbar, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard Umar's voice, and Umar used to have a big voice, or his voice was loud enough for the people to hear, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, where's Abu Bakr? Allah refuses and the Muslim refuses. Allah refuses and the Muslim refuses anyone is placed above Abu Bakr. So they sent for Abu Bakr. So the Prophet ﷺ sent for Abu Bakr, and he came after Umar had led the salah, and then Abu Bakr led the people in salah. So here the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, as some of the ulama say from this hadith, that it shows that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was the true Khalifa after the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. From this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as the Prophet shows that Allah firstly and then the Muslims refuse that anyone be placed above Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam, as we see from the narration of Imam al-Nasa'i on the authority of Abdullah ابن مسعود قال لما قبض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قالت الأنصار منا أمير ومنكم أمير فأتاهم عمر فقال ألستم تعلمون أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قد أمر أبا بكر أن يصلي بالناس فأيكم تطيب نفسه أن يتقدم أبا بكر قالوا نعوذ بالله أن نتقدم أبا بكر. And this hadith is authentic. Where Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam soul was taken, the Ansar, the people of Medina, they said, we have an Amir, and you, the Muhajirun, the people from Mecca, you have an Amir. So Umar, he came and he said, don't you know that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Abu Bakr to lead the people in salah, and which one of you are going to place himself before Abu Bakr? So the people said, A'udhu billah, or na'udhu billah, we seek refuge in Allah that anyone is above Abu Bakr. So here we see that the Sahaba, after the death of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, that they sought refuge in Allah from being above Abu Bakr and Siddiq. And this is the position of Abu Bakr and Siddiq, as we're saying, his position with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Jannah, and his position with the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and even his position with the people, that no one felt that they should be above Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Even Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, لَأَنْ لِيَنْ أُقَدِّمْ there's a phrase, I don't know how to read it properly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. فَتَضْرِبُ عُنُقِي أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَتَقَدَّمَ قَوْمًا فِيهِمْ أَبُو بَكْرٍ. At any rate, the meaning of this narration from Ibn Abi Shayban is authentic on the authority of Umar ibn al-Khattab, ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He said, for me to stand up to be the leader of the people, and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is with those people, that I love that my neck would be cut, that my hair would be cut off, and to stand up as a leader while Abu Bakr is present. So here Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he's showing that he rather die than be placed above Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And this is the place of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu in this deen of al-Islam. And the virtues are continuing. We'll try to catch a few more. But it just reminds me, we just met a Shia when we were traveling last weekend. And I told him, if you're a Shia, just tell me something about your position. Because we see the Shia who are the Rawafid to be Kufar. And he was saying, no, I'm Muslim. I'm Shia, but I'm Muslim. We're looking at these virtues of Abu Bakr and Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. How in the world are we going to just say we are Muslim? Somebody say Abu Bakr is a kafir and a liar and a homosexual. And if I have the chance, I'll dig his grave out of the earth and to destroy him. How are we going to say that those people Muslim just like we Muslim? These are just some of the statements of the Shia against Abu Bakr and Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this is why the people shouldn't be surprised. And even before that, I remember during the Hajj season when the Prophet's masjid and we're making the Salah, and near us was one of those Rawafid, what we call the Shia. So he tried to give me the salams. I didn't even shake his hand. Told him wa alaikum. And the people listening around us got upset and said, what's wrong with you? You hear the Muslim trying to give you salams, you don't give him the salams. I said, who told you he was a Muslim? They said, everybody know that he Muslim, he from Iran. I told him, ask him what he is. Told him, you from the people of the Sunnah? He said, no, I'm a Shia. I said, I told you. They said, no, the Muslims are divided into people who follow the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and people who don't follow the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, referring to the Shia. Everybody knows that. I told him, told the people, listen, do you know what he believes in? And then I started mentioning some of the beliefs of them. And the man is there, he don't deny anything because he knows what they believe in. And then the people said, oh, now we see. We didn't know. And the Shia tricked the masses of the people by not coming out with their beliefs in the open, because if they did, everybody would know that they're disbelievers. But definitely the people of knowledge know that the Shia are disbelievers because they disbelieve in the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and they say that they're kuffar. And some of the scholars, they say that the Shia are cowards. Really, they're disbelievers in Islam. So what they do is, they say, no, we believe in Islam. We disbelieve in the Muslims. How are you going to believe in Islam and then you disbelieve in what the companions brought to you of Islam? How are you going to believe in the Quran except that the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam brought the Quran to you? And Abu Bakr and Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu being amongst those who brought the Quran to the people. And this is the same thing with this belief of Farrakhan in them and the people thinking that they're Muslim. As soon as you tell them that they say Allah came in person of Fard in 1930 and got his tooth knocked out and locked up for 3 years and then he left. Anytime you tell somebody this is your Lord, then the people will know of the foolishness of it. But you see that they don't make these statements publicly, because as soon as the people hear this foolishness, they won't listen to anything that you have to say afterwards. So the people bring their beautiful speech and then they keep their lies for less. But when we think of the virtues of Abu Bakr and As-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the same time we can reflect on the people who say that he's a kufar, that Abu Bakr is a kafir, and to know that you have more kufr than Abu Bakr and As-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And this next hadith from the authority of collected by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, Muhammad ibn Jubair ibn Mat'am ibn Anabihi qal, atat imra'atun an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam fa'amaraha an tarji'a ilayhi, qalat ara'ayta in ji'tu wa lam ajidka ka'annaha taqulu al-maut. قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن لم تجديني فأتي أبا بكر. And this is also collected by Imam Muslim, where a lady came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم and he commanded her to go back. She said, to come back to him صلى الله عليه وسلم. She said, if I come back and I don't find you, meaning if I don't get back to you, Ya Rasulullah, until you have died, then what? And then the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you don't find me, then go to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And then the virtues of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, they go on, and we'll let this be the last of the virtues of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alhamdulillah. I don't know if we have any questions or comments on the virtues of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, but I just wanted to mention one point. We don't like to always just mention this, as the people think that all we do is wage attacks on people. And the people who listen to our da'wah know that our da'wah is the da'wah of al-Islam, and that we call to the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the worship of Allah, and purifying our souls and striving to practice the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. However, sometimes we have to make the point, inshallah, because as we call to the tawheed, we call against the shirk. And as we call to the way of Jannah, we call against the way of the hellfire. And as we call to the sunnah, then we call against bid'ah. And we think of the virtues of the first Muslims, the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to just laugh at the statements of the people who think that the pioneers are the people who followed Elijah the liar. And it's amazing that they can still have these pioneer dinners after we know of the virtues of the real pioneers in Islam, like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Umar ibn al-Khattab, and the Muslims that we've been covering, the virtues of the Sahaba. We're just mentioning recently that they say that he was locked up, I think that's from 19, I don't know what year he got locked up, maybe somebody can remind me, the year Farg got locked up. They said he came in 1930, but what year he got locked up? At any rate, when he was here claiming that he was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is free from the statements of the disbelievers, that a masjid was established in America in 1933, on the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. How can somebody still think that if you want to say, okay, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that was for that time, but when it comes to our people, then these people who disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and followed the false prophet, may Allah give him what he deserved, how can you say that they're the pioneers when Muslims were still here in America practicing Islam and making salat in the masjid? So really we see this ignorance that the Muslims still carry with them, and that when we remind ourselves of the virtues of the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, we have to speak against those people who are against Islam. From 1930 up to 1975, that those people were against the Muslims. And alhamdulillah, that people are still living, as we have one of the brothers even amongst us who believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, during the time of Elijah and the liar, and that the people found difficulty with them. That the real Muslims used to have to hide Islam in the light of Elijah and his disbelieving followers. So really we have to say that they're disbelievers, and even if it's a hard pill to swallow, as people say, well, they've been with that thing for so long and so on and so forth. We've been with kufr longer than people have been with that stuff that they're with. And when the truth comes, falsehood vanishes. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us die on loving the real pioneers of Islam, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiallahu anhu. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I don't know if there were any questions or comments. Assalamu alaikum.